Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts, and if you haven't noticed, I sound a bit different. My throat is very, very sore, which is typical given that I've started, you know, a week of getting back into the podcast, and I've been very well through most of it, and now I've got a sore throat. So I did want to record still, just so I could get something out, but also and stay in the habit of publishing episodes, but also it may be quite a short one today, depending on how I feel. But we'll start looking at Hosea chapter 14 in this week's study of May the 13th to May the 19th, where Abinadi starts to share the words from Isaiah 53 as the priest of King Noah tried to trip him in some words that they were saying from Isaiah 52. And he continues the study and talks about the Saviour. And this is a well-known chapter, particularly in our church, about the Saviour and how, well, I say in our church, I only say that because we hear it referred to fairly often. But I know that it's universally believed in Christianity as a prophecy of the coming of the Saviour. And I like how in verse 2 it says, "And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." Bruce R. McConkie said, quote, "There is no mystique, no dynamic appearance, no halo around his head. Thunders do not roll and lightnings do not flash at his appearance. He is the son of the highest, but he walks and appears as the offspring of the lowest. He is a man among men, appearing, speaking, dressing, seeming in all outward respects as they are. His physical appearances..." close quotes. I've added a little bit here myself about his physical appearances won't be the things that attract others to him. It'll be his spirit. It'll be the words he speaks. It'll be the deeds he does that will bring others to the Saviour. And not only this, people, as we know in the Saviour's time, would reject him. In verse 3 it says, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not." It's important for us to recognise that these words of Isaiah are fulfilled through the Saviour. And that Abinadi is teaching these words to help them to come to know him more. Of course, Abinadi's focus here is repentance and passing the message on that if there is no repentance, then there will be great consequences for King Noah and his priests. But at the core of it, it is a message to bring them to him, to help them recognize who the Saviour is, what he will be like, and how they can prepare to meet him. I'm going to end it there today, just because it's starting to hurt a bit more. But we'll continue with those chapters about the Saviour tomorrow, chapter 14, and then chapter 15 as well. Particularly chapter 15 is one of my favourite chapters in the Book of Mormon to discuss and try to add more understanding to our understanding of the atonement of our Saviour Jesus Christ. So please do continue to join us for the remainder of the week. Hopefully this improves for tomorrow. And until we meet again.